Hi, this is Patty Suey, head coach for Productive Dentist Academy. Today, I'm happy to introduce to you Dr. Todd Shepherd. Hi, Todd.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's interesting about Todd's story is how quickly he increased his productivity and the actual drive behind it. Todd, you're from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and you've had a successful practice over the last several years. I'd like you to tell us a bit about your practice.
All right, I'd be happy to. I've been a dentist for the last 17 years. The last 14, I've been in solo practice in a professional building attached to a shopping mall. We're a general family practice. We try and do a little bit of everything, although I especially enjoy restorative crown and bridge dentistry and some endodontics. I usually have two hygienists a day and one assistant. We work 4 days a week, and we don't have any evenings or weekends.
Well, I know you're a very busy practice with the two hygienists today, and you have three hygienists working for you, correct?
That's right, yep.
Overall? Okay. He does a very good productive practice. I mean, he really keeps busy every day. I noticed that when I was visiting with you in February, and you're on the go all the time. And I know you don't like bragging about yourself in the practice, but I would love to share how remarkable you really are. When Todd puts his mind to something, it happens. His follow-through is amazing, and he steps up as a leader by modeling accountability. He's not a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do leader. His commitment to success is truly something to model. He also knew that for the PDA model to work in his office, the team would have to back it 100%. So, Todd, the first month as a client, you increased your hourly production by $400. Tell me how you made that happen.
Well, the biggest change was the scheduling for production model put forward by Bruce Baird. I think we had the work there, and once we scheduled the dollars per hour, then it was not that difficult to do. Also, the big change for me was Bruce's emphasis on making a complete treatment plan. Once I got my head around doing complete treatment plans for existing as well as new patients, that made also a huge difference.
Yeah, that is it's a great program, isn't it, when you follow that? Yeah,
absolutely.
I also know when you came to the workshop in Dallas, you were a bit dubious of the program really working, but you felt it was worth a try. So you were tired, feeling that dentistry was zapping you of your energy, and you had a goal of working fewer hours, having more travel and holiday time without impacting your current income level. So how has working with PDA made a difference for you in this area?
Well, as I was saying, when we schedule correctly and I do my part with complete treatment planning, not only are the days more profitable, they're far less hectic, and I really feel like I have a lot more energy during the day, and at the end of the day, I go home and I feel really good, and I don't dread going to work the next day. It's just a much more pleasant way to live.
And you're currently working 4 days a week. I know right now you're taking a little shorter summer schedule. You're taking part of a day off on Thursday. And in the fall, you're planning to work a half a day less. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you're reaching that goal in the first year that you've started the program.
It's been fantastic.
Good. I also know that you were concerned about your practice hitting a plateau with active patients, completing their existing treatment needs. You've been good about follow-through with your patients and were wanting some new patients into your practice. When you came into PDA, you were averaging about 12 new patients per month. So what's changed to increase that number to double over the last 4 months?
Well, before PDA, we weren't doing anything to encourage new patients, and this was becoming an increasingly bigger and bigger problem in the office. Like you said, I felt like I started to run out of work, but now that PDA has kind of got the whole staff pointed in the right direction in terms of encouraging new patients from our existing patient base, as well as we're starting to do more marketing in terms of quarterly newsletters, getting a better website, and we might even do some external marketing in the future, and also the Best New Patient Program, I think, is going to help us a lot.
Good. I know. I'm sure it is. We've already seen an increase just by talking about it within your practice.
Right.
So bottom line right now, you're averaging about $700 per hour, which is an increase of $300 per hour in your production over the last 4 months. So that hourly increase, and I don't know if I've shared this with you, but it'll increase your gross income by about $450,000 this year.
Yeah,
and, yeah, and you're seeing double the new patients, which keeps your practice growing and thriving. Most importantly, your energy level has improved, so you can enjoy life outside of dentistry in a more fulfilling manner. How do you feel about that?
Well, obviously, I've been really excited about that. Like you were saying, I was a little bit concerned getting into PDA at first, but there's no question in my mind that it's been the best money, best investment I've ever done in dentistry, and it's going to make a huge difference in terms of how long I do dentistry and the enjoyment while I do it.
I'm so glad to hear that, and I'm glad we've been able to help you with that, and we'll continue on moving you in that direction. So there you have it, another success story. I'm Patty Suey, and I'm reporting from the field. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you very much, Patty.